Corin Stembridge has been on maternity leave for the past half year, but she's back now with some field notes from her adventures in new motherhood.
My son JJ is a very big baby. At his four-month checkup, he tipped the scales at 19 pounds. For those of you who have not studied your pediatric growth charts recently, that's 98th percentile big. JJ is a happy, smiling, outgoing baby who loves to ride around in a baby carrier, suspended in midair, facing out into the exciting world. As we run errands, take walks, and generally muss about, we're stopped by friends and strangers who smile and question me. Eventually, the conversation always works its way around to the inevitable. "How old is he?" people ask. "He's just over 4 months," I say. "4 months? Wow! He sure is... blank." And as you can imagine, I could fill this blank with just about any synonym for the word big. JJ has been described as huge, giant, chunky, hunky, chubby, tubby, round, jolly, portly, enormous, and just plain old large. Until today, I'd been able to smile as the eyebrows raised and the jaws dropped. But today, the unthinkable happened. As we walked down Main Street discussing the perfection of strawberry ice cream, bare toes, and late summer weather, an attractive woman approached us. She walked right up, crouched down so that her face was level with my son's, and squealed, "Aren't you a fatty? Look at those fat thighs, fat as can be, you little fatso." My arms closed protectively around my son, attempting to shield him from the harsh words, thoughtlessness, and stigma. Wasn't she listening when her mother gave her the lecture about saying something nice or keeping silent? In these stunned seconds, I had the secret hope that JJ would spit up strained carrots onto her white linen blouse, or that his little toes would accidentally connect with her perfect upturned nose. But what happened was far better than maternal retribution. My son just let out a shriek of delight, followed by a peal of his clear bell-like laughter. You see, in JJ's mind, the world belongs to him. He is king. And this lady, twisting her elegant face into contortions, making baby talk, and bobbing her head, well, obviously she's one of his many court jesters. As we continued our walk, he leaned back into my chest, tilted his head to look at my face, and reached up an arm to touch my cheek. In this moment, his enjoyment, confidence, and openness were transferred to me. A gift from a king to his most loyal subject.